Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the questions you have regarding the upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, you have been teaching us that how our children can deal with things when they face conflicts, how they can respond to things. And now there's something in conflicts that has to be taken care of. That's about the rights. Sometimes when you're in a conflict and when you're facing such situations, you often care about your own rights. You don't have a fair outlook, because when you face a conflict, and then that may be because of the selfishness that develops within us over time. I want to know from you, for our audiences, that how do they teach their children to take care of the rights of others, especially when they're in the conflicts or like even outside the conflicts?
Yes, thank you very much. So it's very important in resolving conflicts in relationships that we understand what the right thing to do is. And it's based on, number one, the rights which we have in as members of society and the responsibilities which we have, because rights and responsibilities go hand in hand. You can't just say, oh, we have these rights, but we don't have any responsibilities. So every responsibility, every right has a responsibility. For example, if maybe the husband has a right over his wife for some things, then along that with that right he has over the wife, he has responsibilities to take care
it's
of.
It's a vice versa process.
Yes. Or if there's a right that the wife has, then there are certain responsibilities she has to carry out also. So rights come in with responsibility. So as we talk about responsibilities and making our children responsible citizens or responsible family members or responsible people at work, responsible people at home, responsible people at the place of going to studies, whatever. So we need to teach them rights and responsibilities together. And it should start from home, because you need to teach your children what their responsibilities are and what their rights are. Yes, they have the, when they're at home, they have certain rights, they have certain we need to take care of them. We need to provide them the opportunity. We need to open up the house for them to be able to live in a peaceful way. They have the right to have. They deserve to be treated with respect, with dignity. They
exactly.
have the right to be given good education. They have the right to be given good food, proper food. They have the right to be given an opportunity to excel themselves. So, I mean, at home, they should have where the sense of responsibilities is developed, the sense of having rights are also there. For example, they have the right to get good rest and good sleep. They should be able to sleep at night properly.
Yeah.
On holidays, they have the right to be, you know, rest a little longer than other days. They have the right that their parents take them out for outings, for playing, for sports. So these are rights also, which
exactly.
have to be taken care of within the house. when a child goes to school, now he wants to learn. It is his right that the teachers teach him and educate him and her properly. If he has not understood something, if he does not understand something, he needs to be taught. He needs to be explained. So if a teacher becomes angry,
all right,
for him asking so many questions, he should stand up for his right and very politely.
The teacher does not deserve actually that position, like getting offended with the questions, because it's a job of a teacher, it's a responsibility. Teachers are the builders of the nation. To be explaining things as to be like explaining things as long as they make get clearer to their students who are learning from them. Professor will discuss more things with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Akavi, and we are discussing something very, very important. How do we teach our children to take care about the rights of others? Well, Professor, so far with your discussion, you reminded me of Surah Mutaffifin, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us about the rights of others, and he starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Wailun lil mutaffifin, woe to the defrauders, and then giving the explanation in the further verses is those who take a full of their own rights from the people but give less in return, or towards those who have whom they have taken from. And in the surah, the example has been given of those who sell and buy things. But here, it's we can actually relate in this when we contemplate in these verses. It's directly talking about the rights. We take our responsibilities, like you talked about husband and wife, you talked about parents and children. In each relationship, we keep on giving, and the other side has also some responsibilities. And if there's not a balance in the responsibilities, there's not a balance in the rights, giving rights and taking the rights, it is then people are among those mutaffifin, and you're helping us how our children won't be among this those, because Allah has said woe to them.
Exactly, very good reference to the Holy Quran. Yes, we need to take care of the responsibilities and the rights we have as sellers and buyers, and in all our transactions and our dealings. When we as a husband and wife, we are in a transaction. As a student, as a teacher, we are in a transaction. So these are all transactions. We're giving and taking. The teacher is supposed to give us education, guide us, teach us, mentor us, coach us. We as their students, we need to study, gain from them, learn from them as much as is possible for us. If there's any shortcomings in us, the teacher should guide us how to overcome that.
Exactly.
And if we feel that there's something the teacher is not being able to do, is not giving, then I have the right to very politely request the teacher to repeat or give me some extra time outside the class. For example, the teacher may say, look, you're disturbing the other class students. They can understand. Why can't you understand? No. The teacher should say, I will give you time outside the class, so you're not disturbing the others. So, I mean, they are I have certain rights upon my teacher, the teacher has certain rights upon me.
Exactly.
And there are responsibilities both ways. So, when we say that you need to provide the confidence to the student that they should be able to manage their conflicts, they should be, along with the fact that they should very much understand that they have rights. in the school that have to be taken care of. Maybe they need to be protected, they need to be safeguarded at school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Professor, we'll discuss more with you on that important topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, encourage your sons in their childhood to learn etiquette, so that in their grown-up age, they can be the joy of your eyes.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome again. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing, and we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi. And we are discussing how do we teach about rights and defending those rights to our children. Professor, you said that at school level, it's very, very important that our children come to know that they have some rights which need to be taken care of. And even outside school, when they are dealing with friends, when they're dealing with public, when they're dealing with relatives, everywhere there are rights that have to be taken care of. And you're saying that awareness regarding these rights is very important.
Yes, one should be aware of the fact that he has rights, especially, for example, no one should transgress. Nobody should reach out to him in a way which is improper. Nobody should be touching him or her in an improper way. No one should be speaking to him in a way which is not proper, which is not appropriate, which is not immoral.
This is very important because sometimes, especially the girl child, does not respond. Thinks that it's the elder one dealing with me right now. It's the relatives dealing with me right now. And I can't actually go cross the lines and start, disobeying or, talking something against their will. So you're saying it's very, very important. The rights should be made aware of. And sometimes if someone, the relatives, the teachers, or any elder is going wrong way, a child must be able to defend, no matter if it's an elder one, but in a polite way.
Yes, one should be able to stand up. I mean, if depending upon the way that what type of right is being transgressed. Sometimes you can if it's just someone abusing you, maybe you can overlook that. But someone who is reaching out and doing something wrong, physically hitting you, slapping you, or even in another way, other sensitive
harassing
ways.
Harassing you. Huh? Or harassing you.
Then it's against your dignity.
Hey, you don't need to be quiet. Hey, you have to teach your child to talk, to speak up, to defend themselves.
Yes, so it depends upon, again, how you have taught them to grow up in your house and how they have been able to become firm and strong, but polite, and dealing with things in a way which is by controlling their feelings and their thoughts and emotions. If we have brought them up in such a way at home, in our house, then maybe when they go out, they will do the same thing. But if they become weak and they lose their self-confidence and self-esteem and dignity at home, and we start abusing them and their rights, then of course they will not develop that self-confidence and they will not be able to deal with those situations outside their house.
Exactly. So everything begins at home. It's said that mother's lap is the first school, and what things that you can teach your children informally at home can't be necessarily taught at school all the time. Thank you so much, Professor. That's all the time we had for today. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, I bid you farewell with this hope that you take good care of yourself and teach your children how to defend their rights. Thank you so much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. complete way.